3, 2, 1. Oh my God, that's cold.
Woo, woo, woo.
Welcome back to You Betcha Radio Podcast, the coldest podcast in all the Midwest. I'm Oz, You Betcha Guy, here with Ryan, the t-shirt guy. We are live. Hello. We are presented by Ice Mountain, and we are live in the studio. We are at full strength. We are feeling good. We are acting good for now.
I'm feeling so much better than last week.
Good.
Yeah.
We'll call it a subpar performance.
The gas was watered down.
Let's just say you were breathing fire because you were dragging.
Okay.
Dragon.
Okay.
So, yeah. Any reason why you were dragging more?
Lack of sleep being the biggest one. Thought I was sick for a second, too. Thought I had a quick 24-hour bug. Heard that one was going around town. As if there's not always a 24-hour bug going around town. Lethargic. Here's what I kind of narrowed it down to. I had to take the Christmas lights down this last weekend, and my knees and lower back have fucking felt it since then. Like more so the day after. Mm. And I think it just caused my entire lower body.
My knees, I've been feeling it since then, but mostly just for one day.
Day after, lingering effects up until now.
Well, and everybody knows that podcasting quality is directly related to knees and back.
Well, if my body's lethargic, I think I got 24-hour bug. It's
all
me.
Interconnected, mm-hmm. Tyler.
It is. Yeah. That's what I said.
And then to make matters worse, having to sit in one of these chairs is, and I don't have the greatest posture to begin with.
If you want to,
I do.
If you want to like a sneak peek at what Ryan's got going on in the back door, head to Patreon.
Yeah, swapped it out though.
You did?
Yep, swapped it out yesterday. So my body just has to readjust to this new chair.
Is your old chair though.
It's my old chair. And then my body acclimated and then broke down from
Guys,
the new chair.
Did we ever talk about how Ryan's chair I got from Dave?
No.
That's Dave found. So Dave found 6 of these chairs lying on the side of the road during cleanup week, and he picked them up and brought them to the job site. And he's like, "Does anyone want one?" And I took 2 of them. So that's a Dave treasure right there.
For about 24 hours, that was Dave's.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And it's actually not a bad, like, to watch a ball game or something in this chair would not be a bad thing at all.
But you did a video with that chair.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
A lot of mileage.
Yeah, I got that from Dave at the job site. He brought him to work one day. He's kind of a junk collector, as you guys have imagined.
No.
He didn't pay anything for it, though, okay. So I'm proud of him for that.
He's Civil War folding chairs.
He didn't charge you anything for it?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's good. Yeah. I forgot about that. Good little fun fact.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They signed the peace treaty.
I mean, you should maybe re-gift it back to him. You don't think he'd remember?
No, God, no.
He wouldn't. He doesn't. He seems like a type of guy that could possibly remember anything useless.
No, he only remembers you. Wait. He doesn't remember a lot.
Mm. I don't remember.
The stuff he does remember, there's no link between any of them.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Could be the booze.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like he reads the newspaper every day, so he's got current events, but then he doesn't really know much. He knows a decent amount about history, but there's sometimes he'll say something like, that's not what happened, Dave, you know? Like he would think that Paul Revere was on the British side, you know, like some random like that. Sure.
Yeah.
But then he'd know all the details of the Boston Tea Party. It's like, how are you, where... He just gets his wires crossed sometimes, you know?
It happens.
A lot of wires. A lot of wires to keep straight. Mm-hmm. Especially at his age. So.
I went through a phase where I would go and buy stuff from garage sales, mm-hmm. or see if I can pick anything up on Marketplace, fix it up, all that. And I feel like.
A refurbishing phase.
I feel like all guys go through some sort of phase that way. It might not be a specific thing, but where it's I would call it the Your trash is my treasure face. Yeah. Mm. I feel like there's a little bit of that once in a while.
I feel like it happens a lot in a college household. Like, no, don't get rid of that. We could do this with it.
Oh, yeah. Don't that door?
Yeah.
It'd be a good beer pong table.
It would be great beer pong table. Get rid
of that door.
Yeah, we can't get rid of all of these chew cans. We can make a table out of them.
We just need a lot of making tables.
We just need like 1,000 more of them.
Like, we had some just random planks of wood in the shed into the house we moved into. We're like, we're not getting rid of those. We can make benches out of them. Mm-hmm. So then we made benches.
Yeah. Or you pick up a Lazy Boy on the side of the road, even though it's missing an entire arm piece.
It's still good.
If you find another one, you can push them together. You got a love seat.
Yep.
You know, it's like that's I feel like all guys go through a phase where they see all the possibilities in something.
These empty beer cases? No, it's wallpaper.
Yeah. I'm kind of going through a thrift store phase right now. I've never really been a garage sale guy, but thrift store is kind of my jam.
See,
now.
I do not picture you as a thrift store guy.
Told me that. I thought it fit perfectly.
Really?
Ryan loves like buying thrift and reselling stuff.
Yeah, that's more of a flipper in my mind.
Yeah, but like the natural progression is stuff on a deal.
Well, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm trying to do as well. Trying to flip stuff. However, I've just been noticing I'm seeing more and more things that are like, fuck, those are some nice shoes that I would wear.
So all the money that he gets from flipping stuff, he just spends when he's buying stuff for flipping that he buys for himself that he doesn't flip.
Yeah, so
it's reinvesting.
It pretty much ends up free then, because I made money to then just spend it back. So get all this stuff for free, you know?
What's your best flip you've done recently? I think this is also another phase. Guys will go through a flipping phase. I went through a flipping phase.
Yeah. Like in terms of like bigger, I haven't really flipped any bigger objects. More so like sports cards. So you buy like a $5 pack and you sell one for.
So nothing at the thrift store you flipped.
I haven't found anything good yet.
TBD.
I'm also like, I'm just kind of learning as to what I should be looking for. So the first couple outings were just kind of like
market research.
Kind of, yeah.
Yep.
Because I don't know, does this fucking Harry Potter set sell for a decent amount? Actually, it does. If you get the full set.
You got to have eBay open the whole time you're in there.
I do, but then I feel bad because then like if a worker sees me, he's like, well, why don't you save that for the people who actually need it?
I promise they don't give a shit flip the Harry Potter thing.
They just need to move product.
Yep.
Okay, good to know.
There's clocking in and
good
out.
Good to know.
It's also, don't go to the downtown thrift store. You might get a little bit of that. But if you're out, you know, down south at a thrift store,
I was down south.
Good thrift store, too.
Yeah. Really nice. Yep. So
it's from there.
Yeah, it's a newer place, too. So it hasn't acquired the smell.
Doesn't have the musty smell.
Give it about a year.
If you want to sell on Amazon, you can just, they have like a barcode app. You can just scan barcodes. You can find exactly what people are selling it for.
Yes.
Wow. Little side note for you guys.
Yep. I got to get that app.
So how long until you're becoming an antiquer then?
We actually just talked about flea markets this morning.
We did.
I think flea markets is the next move. Mm. I feel like you find a lot more antiques at flea markets. We just don't have enough around here for me to make it worthwhile. You know, make a trip an hour to the east over here.
Flea market's a little more spendy than thrift store, so you got to find a real big ticket item at the flea market.
Yep.
Yeah. There's the fleas.
Yeah. Well, flea markets a lot of times is people who are flippers.
Yes.
So you're like, it's hard to flip on a flip.
That is true.
That is just a flop.
That is true.
You got to fool the flipper in flipping the thing they flip for more money.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Which usually ends up in a flop.
Yeah.
So you got a flip-flop situation on your hands. Ryan, you know what phase I hope I never leave?
What phase is that, Miles?
My ice mountain phase.
Hydration phase.
It's not a phase, Mom. It's just hydration.
It's born with it.
It's a way of life.
What would you say, Tyler, that you got in your hydration phase?
I mean, the first time I ever had an ice mountain.
It's a really, really, really good answer. Ice Mountain's going to love that answer.
It's the only time I've ever been actually hydrated.
Same.
Yeah, I had a thirst, and it was never quenched until I had an Ice Mountain, you know? The only prescription for my thirst was more Ice Mountain.
The only RX for it.
It's kind of one of those things that it quenches my thirst, but by quenching it makes me thirst for it more. So.
Yes.
It's the quenchable, unquenchable thirst for Ice Mountain.
Quench essentials.
Side note, I think we should have used the word quench on a much cooler thing. Like we kind of wasted the word quench on what we use it for. I mean, it could have been something way cooler.
You can use it for other things.
Did you guys ever feel that about words sometimes? You're like, God, it would have been way cooler if it was something else.
We'll cut this out and we'll start over. We'll just use it way cooler.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah, like,
why are you?
Like, quench is just objectively a cool word.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish we would have used it for something else. But I guess when it applies to Ice Mountain's pretty cool.
The coolest. Because it came from a glacial ice cap.
Pretty quenchy.
So, guys, if you're not in your hydration phase, you need to get in it. And if you're in it, don't ever leave it.
I think you're going to like it.
Yeah, I think that once you settle in, it's one of those things that your thirst will never be quenched. Your mental thirst will never be quenched for Ice Mountain, but your physical thirst will be quenched by Ice Mountain. So... And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you're probably dehydrated. So
it's a good point.
Go get some Ice Mountain and drink up, baby. In the same vein of kind of trash turns into treasure, I'm going to segue this into, I think every guy goes through a phase where they just pick a location and try and make it sweet.
Like, for example, are you talking like man caves?
The man caves, garages, backyards, shop space, their vehicle. You know, like at some point as a guy, you're going to get latched onto a certain space and you're going to be like, how can I make this thing fucking awesome?
That's very true.
Well, it's because
we
go from college where we can make the whole house our space. And then we get, we move into more serious grown-up jobs and we get real roommates. And then, well, they get their space, you get your space. Then you get wife and kids. Well, the bedroom's not yours. It's your wife's. The rest of the house isn't yours. It's your kids.
And your wife's.
And your wife's. And then you find that one room. Of course we want to make it ours.
Yeah.
I think mine in my current house is the patio. To where like I'll put the
it was your gym garage.
It was a gym. Yep. Yes, you're absolutely correct. And now the patio is like, you know, I'm putting rope lights up, got the Blackstone, I had a smoker out there. It's kind of like just
that's Ryan's. That's Ryan's patio.
Yep. I want to sit out there and I just want to listen to the birds chirping and then all the cars.
And your dog's barking.
My dog's barking. Yep.
And see, for me, I don't have this room in my home. So it's my hunting land.
Yeah.
So that's
what I'm saying.
I'm tricking it out. Like I put my stands where I want. Like I built a turkey blind. Like that's my place to trick out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even like micro examples, like here at work, the guys and gals with their lockers, like that's their space. Mm-hmm. They'll trick that out as much as they can.
Yeah.
Hey, you see these new magnets I got? They're pretty fucking sick.
You can tell a lot about a man by what he keeps in his locker.
Well, just the office in general, too. Like you want to make that your space as much as you can, you know? That's a really good one.
That's for sure. Mine is way less deep. and I'm actively going through this phase right now. I feel like most men go through a mustache phase or they care about having a mustache or
as he's currently wearing a mustache.
Yeah. And I know that this is a phase that I will eventually get over the mustache. I will get rid of it.
It'll grow.
And I'll just be back to the beard. But
every dude does. I've really in my adult life only had a mustache a couple times. I'm gonna see if I can find the photo.
Like even Ryan, you've tried to do it, but you just didn't like it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was terrible.
Yeah.
It would have taken me all of November plus the next year to make it even worthwhile. Yeah.
So you got to start planning, go November to November, a 1 year Movember.
Correct. I would have to do something. It's so wiry too. It'd probably like be past my lower lip, so it would essentially be looking like I'm wearing a mouth guard.
So
like one of the, you know, running back mouth guards at the
so I used to like comb it down so it was straight or like with like a beard brush.
Yeah.
And now I've started to push it to the side and it looks more like a real mustache and not like the wiry thing you're talking about.
Sure. I can't get past it. Okay. I ain't bad.
Oh, yeah. I think you got to bring the mustache back. That's but enough. Says the guy actively in his mustache.
Let me see it again.
It's not that bad, right, guys?
Yeah, I like it. It's cool.
Yeah.
Kind of my beard had grown back in at that point.
Yeah.
But
kind of like Ron Jeremy vibes.
Mm-hmm. That's not, yeah. That's not what you want to be
compared. No. I'm going to shave my fucking, my mustache face is over.
There, yep. That even oh, better one. You're living life there.
That was a great time of my life. So yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. Like even I've seen pictures of like back in the day, my dad went through a mustache phase. He's out of it.
My dad only had a mustache. Mustache.
The mustache.
He went through a mustache. I mean, since he was a senior in high school, he had a mustache mm-hmm. until he grew a goatee, maybe mid 2000s.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And then he's just been sporting the goatee ever since. Shaved it off once when my grandma was dying. She wanted him to shave it off and it was bad.
You are.
It was all bad.
It's what made my grandma die. No, I'm just kidding. scared her to death.
Yeah, right. Quite literally. You had the goatee, California, with Trevor Wallace video.
Yeah, I did.
That was unbelievable.
I forgot about that video.
Yeah.
That was a disaster look. Yeah,
that's the UFC video. Mm-hmm. That's another phase I wrote down. I feel like all men go through a UFC phase at some point.
It's not a phase, Mom.
Yeah, Ryan, that's one Ryan's actively in.
Yeah, I've been in it since 2015.
Yep.
So we're almost going on 10 years.
And my UFC phase was probably like 2009 to like 2013. I was super into it, and now I'm out.
Yeah, I never. Basically, the only time I'm ever into UFC is when I'm hammered at a bar and it happens to be on. It's like a Saturday on accident.
Yeah, it's fight night.
You're like, God, why is everyone walking around with American Fighter shirts and fitted backwards hats over their eyebrows?
I did have an American Fighter shirt in my face.
Yeah,
it was a Rich Franklin shirt.
Like, we the clientele at this bar usually. Fight night. All right. Well, I guess I'm in it. The one time I remember was when Conor McGregor knocked that guy out in like 13 seconds. I was at a bar. That was pretty fun.
It's electric.
But again, I'm good for about 13 seconds in all facets of my life, and then I'm out. So
it's a phase you won't get out of.
Yeah, that phase was 13 seconds, just like my kid having phase.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
It's like triple.
Yeah. Well, and the mustache phase is nice because even people who can't grow good facial hair can usually squeak out some sort of mustache.
Yeah, I mean, I can grow facial hair. It's just not.
You know, like, you know. You may have a patchy beard, but everyone can get something going on the upper lip. Yep. It may be blonde and scraggly, but you got something. Mm. So that's a nice little phase.
Yeah, I think they got to make, like, just for men for your mustache. They got to make mustache dyes.
They do.
Do they?
They have beard. Oh, yeah. They have beard stuff.
I got to get on that.
Yeah.
Did you ever go through like a professional wrestling phase or anything like that? Like nothing wrestling, UFC?
When I was a kid, me and my cousin used to play the like WWE video game and stuff. Sure. But I wouldn't sit down every Monday and watch Raw.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm still in that phase.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I had my WWE phase, which it kind of lined up with my UFC phase. Hmm.
I don't know how accurate this one is. I'm going to assume it is, though.
Okay.
Better
I feel like every...
This is a judgment-free podcast, usually.
Let's say something really
bad. Okay.
Unless this is really bad, I'm going to let you have it.
I feel like every guy goes through a bachelor / bachelorette phase, as in the TV show.
Oh, I had that on my list.
Yeah.
So basically how I phrased it was you care about a really shitty reality TV show.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Great way to put it. Whether it's Jersey Shore or The Real World or Bachelor, Bachelorette, doesn't matter.
And I'm coming out of my Bachelor, Bachelorette phase right now.
Yeah. I'll be honest. I used to watch it back in like high school.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I don't know why I thought it was better then than it is now. But got out of that.
Well, now
quick.
Everyone just does it for clout. They do it for the wrong reasons.
That's true. They were in it for the right reasons back then.
Yeah.
A lot of love was found.
I started watching it with my wife when we were dating and then got super into it for like 2-3 years.
Did you watch
it? And then I've like half ass watching it for the last 2 years.
Well, I feel like most of the time it happens because you accidentally got into it.
Exactly. You're exactly right.
Like, you know, your wife's watching it, you're eating dinner, peeking your head over the TV, you start commenting. Next thing you know,
what's her problem?
Yeah.
You know, your wife sends you an Instagram post talking about some of the drama. You're like, oh my God, no way. And next thing you know, you're watching a full season getting pissed at the dumbest people on earth.
Yep. Did you guys ever watch Flavor of Love?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, dude.
That was one of my favorites.
That one, though, it wasn't like you didn't get into it because of the actual human drama. It was just it was a car accident on the side of the road. You couldn't look away from
it. I know. It was that cringe factor that I had and to continue to watch.
I also watched because of Flavor of Love. I can't remember. Rock of Love.
Yeah. Rock Brett of Love. Michaels. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a good one, too. I think there was like two seasons. First one didn't work out.
Single-handedly keeping the bandana industry in business.
Yes.
Yeah. New York and Delicious, top two of Flavor of Love, season one.
Delicious.
I think.
Delicious. The one reality TV phase I never got into that I now regret, I wish I would have, was the Jersey Shore phase. Mm. Although very douchey and a lot of, dumb things came of it, I still wish I would have got into it.
It was a fun phase. It was a fun phase while it lasted.
Yeah, I skipped that as well. My stepbrother was fully into it, like big time into it. Bought the box DVDs, rewatched the seasons.
Like, even like freshman year of college, every Thursday night, we'd watch Jersey Shore.
Yeah, that was one I never got into as well. I absorbed it secondhand, but never sat down and cared.
So yeah, you maybe not have watched Jersey Shore, but did you ever Gym Tan Laundry? Did you ever get
I
that
absolutely
phase?
Knew what Gym Tan Laundry was.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's gotta be in a GTL phase.
But like I was more into the drama outside the show. Like I would follow it like I knew Snooki got pregnant. I knew that the one dude got arrested for like tax fraud or some shit.
Yeah, situation.
And like the situation.
And I cared about that. I cared about the stuff happening outside the show for sure.
Yeah.
So maybe that was my phase. Maybe my Jersey Shore phase was post Jersey Shore, the show.
Yeah.
Jared, what about you?
I think every guy goes through like a war phase, like a history buff phase.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Or at least like a good couple months where you're very curious about what happened in the past. Yeah. You know, a lot of times it becomes about war. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where the whole Roman Empire phase on the internet happened from. Very curious.
Yeah. People say Roman Empire, but I think World War II is a much bigger.
I would agree that more dudes go through a World War II phase than they do Roman Empire phase.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. After sophomore year of college, went to Hawaii, Pearl Harbor. For probably a month after that, I was World War II.
Well, if you think about it, I think it has a lot to do too with like super popular movies. Yep. Like there's a lot of World War II movies that are super popular. And then people are like, I got to learn more. Mm-hmm.
There's unlimited World War II movies.
Yeah.
Like Netflix has one, the World War II in color.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, well,
that's, how does that work?
But that's a documentary. That's
well, like, no, documentaries,
that's like
movies,
actual
whatever.
Footage.
Well, there's a lot of docs with actual footage.
That's, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Or maybe it's just scripted. I don't know.
So I've done one that.
Wait, World War II happened for real? I thought there was just a bunch of movies. That was a whole universe that they made.
No, I think it's all actual footage.
That makes the Holocaust thing way worse.
Yeah, I thought that was fiction. Oh my God.
I've been denied.
You're just an accidental Holocaust denier. Like not doing it to be offensive. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think World War II is a story.
Anne Frank was fake, right?
Anne Frank, you mean Anne Fake?
Yeah.
No, that's Helen Keller's the fake.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd buy the Helen Keller stuff, but
you don't buy the conspiracy theories or you don't buy her story?
Yeah, she won't listen to this either.
So. Yeah, you feel free to go on. She's not going to watch it either.
Ain't going to talk about it either.
She could talk.
speak.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't, maybe I don't know anything about Helen Keller. Maybe I'm not the person to weigh in.
She learned to speak by feeling people's throats as they talked and then touching the thing they were talking about, which is just seems impossible.
I mean, how much time did she have? Jesus. How did she make money?
I don't know.
How did she pay rent?
She had a great agent.
Wasn't she in, I mean, she was in hiding for a long time, wasn't she?
That's Anne.
That's Anne Frank?
That's Anne Frank.
Okay.
Oh my God.
See, my history phase is over.
Or it hasn't started yet.
Yeah, or it hasn't started yet.
Spurs it.
Maybe it starts now.
I think he's actually notoriously been like, oh, I love history.
I do love history. Yeah.
You're just doing a bit about that, right?
I mean, sometimes I'm not going to. This is like lines in a movie. You guys remember every fucking line in a movie. I don't. A lot of that shit just straight in, straight out. But I enjoy learning about history like in the moment.
Okay.
In terms of remembering it, it's like, fuck. I'm going to have to pull Google
happened
up.
So long ago.
It happened really, I wasn't even alive.
How am I supposed to know this?
How am I supposed to remember this? It happened so long ago.
I wasn't even alive.
I did one that I'm going through. I did one that Ryan's going through. I got to do one for Miles. I feel like every man goes through a phase where golf is the most important thing in their life.
Well, there's a meme out there, right? It's like men will pick one of these four things and make their entire personality about it. It's golf, their lawn, grilling, and I don't remember what the other one was. Maybe cars or something.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. I'm guilty as charged, yes. Your Honor.
I mean, I feel like we all do. Like, well, eventually we'll not care so much about golf. Like, we'll still do it, we'll still enjoy it, but it won't be our lives.
Yeah, for me right now, I'm in the phase of, well, if I could figure out how to swing it good, then I hopefully can just then maintain that. I don't have to do as much work on it,
you know? And like my time of caring about my swing, my phase of it was last summer. Like, I cared about it, went to lessons, the whole nine.
the whole nine.
You think, would you say you're still in your golf phase?
No.
That's not, tough.
Because I like
considering it, you have a golf podcast.
Yeah, do I love golf? Absolutely. Is my weekend ruined if I don't get to go out and play? No.
Yeah, when you have kids too, it kind of shifts a little bit.
Yep.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Golf podcast guys just really aren't that high on golf anymore.
I'm high on it, so I still love golf. But
don't box me in on this. I didn't say I'm still in my phase.
Oh yeah.
I got a little kid phase that they all go through. All little boys go through a dinosaur phase, where dinosaurs are the fucking sweetest thing.
I mean, they are cool.
You're saying you're in that phase right now?
No,
with his kids.
One kid is out of it. Second one is going into it.
You do have that dinosaur T-shirt that you've been wearing a decent amount.
Yeah, I got it because they loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you wanted to be a paleontologist too.
I did. I wanted to. That's in my kindergarten, all about Tyler. It said that I wanted to be a paleontologist when I grew up.
I wanted to be a garbage man so I could ride on the side of the truck.
Hell yeah.
It's a garbage phase.
I want to be a doctor so I could save the world.
That happened.
Yeah.
So
ended up podcasting. Close.
Educate the world on.
Yeah. None of us
got history.
None of us followed our dreams. You're not a garbage man. I'm not a paleontologist and you're not a doctor. What did you want to be, Jared?
I think a football player.
Yeah.
I mean, I still could be. I got about 10 years left.
Yeah. You still probably have eligibility.
You got a bunch of years of eligibility left for college. At there least.
You go.
Yeah.
You play semi-pro.
I'll just show up to
try. I'm going
to
be honest. You could show up to NDSCS and they would put you on the team.
Yeah.
I think so.
Some two-year.
You say you don't think so?
Uh-uh.
They had like a 50-year-old guy on their team. Do you remember that?
Yeah, 49.
He was really old and they just took him because he just need bodies. They need practice squad members.
I saw a thing that Tom Brady still has 1 year of eligibility left and that after being retired for X amount of years, you're an amateur again. So he could go... If Bill Belichick gets the Michigan job, he could go back and play for Bill in Michigan.
That'd be fucking nuts.
That'd be kind of cool, actually.
It'd be
unreal.
That'd be sick.
Huh. Is Tom Dyson up some 18-year-olds?
So wait, Bill Belichick's going to take the Michigan job?
There's rumors. Nothing confirmed.
Because Harbaugh quit?
Harbaugh is with the Chargers
now. Yeah. Okay. Now I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I also feel like guys go through a phase where they realize how the world actually works, and they usually at some point mutter the phrase, why didn't they teach us this in school?
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's like taxes, mm-hmm. how investing or compounding interest works, how to buy a home, or the difference between renting or buying a home, like all that shit. Yeah. You go through a phase where you're like, well, if that's not, it's like when you find out Santa is not only living in the North Pole, but he vacations in the South Pole. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And when you find out that Helen Keller isn't real, and then your whole perspective is exploding. And
if Helen Keller isn't real, who puts money under my pillow after I lose a
exactly.
tooth?
Exactly. And once you find that out, that was a great save by me, though.
Yeah.
Historic.
Then you're just like, well, what else isn't real? What else should I have learned? And then you just go down this rabbit hole of stuff.
And it all leads back to history. Like, what is the true history? History is written by the
JFK.
Conspiracy theories is a great phase for guys.
100%.
I don't think I'll ever be out of that because I love conspiracy theories. I don't buy into all of them, but I love reading about every single one I can.
It's a great name for a podcast, actually. Conspiracy series. Conspiracy series.
I feel like that's probably taken. But
yeah, I'm just saying, great name for a podcast. Anyone wants to hop on that?
I literally listen to a podcast that's just called Conspiracy Theories.
They dropped the bag on that.
They got the domain for that?
Apparently.
Fuck. Conspiracy Theories Podcast by Tyler and Jared.com.
Yeah, I could do that.
See if you can get that for me, Ryan. I'll pay it back.
I did go through JFK was my I was so locked into
that. You guys know me, 8,000 to 12,000 years ago we had a cataclysmic event that melted the polar ass claps. Am I having a stroke? That's like the eighth word I've fucked up today.
I just did it too. It's Tyler contagious too.
There's laughing gas in there.
Yeah, that we were smarter before the cataclysmic event. That's how the pyramids got made.
They were gifted.
Yeah, the Egyptians didn't build the pyramids. They found them. It's a whole thing. I'm all into it. Mm-hmm. YouTube shorts. Got to get into a YouTube shorts rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm. I think the Mandela effect is a government test to see how much they can manipulate us.
It's working good. Yeah. Yeah. So
how do you think the pyramids were? What's your stance on the conspiracy?
What do you mean?
Like, do you think they were found? Do you think that people built them? Do you think there's like bigger, like more technology than we know of?
Well, so the tough part is like, let's say the world got destroyed. We got hit by 500 asteroids and just the entire thing blew up. We all died. There would still be like they would still find wires later on. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So part of me is like, well, they didn't have that type of technology. They didn't have internet at some point on Earth.
Yeah. Right.
You know, we would have found that out. But yeah, I think that they're way older than we think. I think the Egyptians may have just found the pyramids. The biggest thing is the Sphinx is the pharaoh head.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's smaller proportionally than the rest of the Sphinx. So there used to probably actually be a Sphinx head that they chiseled down into a pharaoh's head.
So maybe like King Tut's like sex tape got destroyed because of the...
Wait.
What a wild thing to say.
Well, I just said
because like the internet.
Well, I don't think they had the internet.
Oh, gotcha.
Is what I meant. Is like, so they don't have that far of a technology.
Gotcha.
But again, I have no way to confirm these facts that I read on YouTube shorts. So could be.
Hmm.
It really makes you think, you know?
Yeah, it does.
The thinker.
I'm wondering if they did build them themselves, did they all put a hand on it and say that ain't going anywhere? I mean, they had to have.
There is a new theory. It's like sand surfing or something. If you put like the correct amount of water on sand, you can move things across it really easy, like basically you're pushing it across ice. So that's a new theory on how they built the pyramids is using that.
Like a slip and slide.
Essentially. Yeah. But if you too much water, then it gets stuck and it's like muddy. Not enough water, it still doesn't move.
Huh.
So it's like the right amount of water makes broad, like heavy weight glide across the sand.
Sounds fun.
Maybe that's where mud wrestling was derived from.
Maybe.
They just had to sit there and let it dry for a bit. So they just started wrestling. Yep.
I had another one.
I think there's like a alcohol connoisseur phase, whether it's like an IPA or a whiskey.
I had the whiskey phase on my list. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something like
or that. like a mix in your own like special concoctions. Throw a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah.
I also feel like guys will go through a gambling phase.
Yeah.
Where they like one, they just like to go somewhere and gamble, but then they'll also like gamble with their buddies or either they'll like go, I need a poker night, you know, they do that. Or they'll like everything they do with their buddies, they gamble on. Mm. It's like you're playing golf, you're watching a game, you're at your kid's dance recital, they, you know.
And that phase is where it's decided if you're going to get addicted to gambling or not.
Yep. Yeah. And then the people who get addicted are lifers and the rest of us
is
just
a phase.
Do it casually, yep. You know.
No, I had that. We had a poker card night in one of our college houses.
We actually hit that phase. Me and my brothers did that when we were growing up.
What did you gamble with?
We just like, because you can get the poker chips.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So everyone would get X amount of poker chips. And there was no actual money thrown mm-hmm. around near a kid. But yeah, we actually had a roulette thing too.
Hell yeah.
It's a wild move by my parents to buy us this gambling
yeah.
set.
Could have led to a huge addiction.
Yeah. Get out of your system when there's nothing at stake. Mm-hmm. That's actually a good idea.
It's like a rocket power themed roulette table.
Yeah. Fucking SpongeBob.
Got all my money on Squidward.
Yeah.
Squidward.
Or what would be smart by your parents is if they played with you and just beat you every time.
Yeah.
So then you're just losing money. And you're like, fuck this.
But for Miles, that would have made the competitive bone itch too much and he'd have got addicted.
Yeah. Fuck
he'd have
you,
played
Dad.
Until he won.
That's true.
Fuck you, Dad. It's not a phase.
Yeah. I never got into the poker phase. Played when I was younger, but never stuck.
We would
blackjack guy.
We would play like one hand at a time. It was any card game you wanted. And we all just threw money down and whoever won the hand got to pick the next game for the next hand.
Mm.
So it was really fun when everybody knew all the games, but it was really bad when somebody didn't know all the games. Because then you have to fucking teach them in between hands.
No, that's the worst.
Yeah.
Any other phases, boys?
We covered them all.
Yeah.
It's all the phases.
Yeah. Every single phase. I went through a phase of caring, like, I wore nice clothes. I was into dressing nice and having like a dollar amount on my clothes. Like early college.
Give us an example of a fit, like a Friday night fit.
It's do a little get ready
like,
with me.
I would say brand. Like I was like, I wore a Lacoste, I had a couple Lacoste shirts.
Yeah, I know. You're more of a name brand phase.
Yeah, name sure. brand phase. Like,
yeah, I definitely went through that.
Like, I had a pair of, like, I think Wayfair or whatever called the style of sunglasses, and I wouldn't wear them because I had to have Ray-Bans instead. Mm. So, like, I went sure. up on Ray-Bans.
You're
sunglasses.
You got to represent.
Yep.
You're kind of a brand whore.
I was. I went through a brand whore phase.
What
for sure?
What kind of shorts? The plaid ones, like Tommy Hilfiger.
No, that was high school, middle school.
Yeah.
You think those will ever come?
I didn't give a shit about the brand name in high school whatsoever. But like college, like I went from small town Frazee to big town Fargo.
He's like, why didn't they teach me this in school?
Yep. Yeah. Why didn't they teach me that fashion matters?
Throw a fit together.
And now I'm wearing a high school shirt and
now
sweatpants.
Throwing that out. Tyler's exhibit A, why we need a uniform at this company.
Married. We're married with kids.
Yeah.
Don't care anymore. A couple honorable mentions. I feel like every guy goes through a book reading phase.
I've been in that since I was 11 years old.
You'll get out of it.
I don't know if you'll
get out of it for sure. You give that a couple more years.
Read all the books.
Lawn care phase, same thing.
I'm firmly out of it.
Yeah, we know.
I just keep it mowed.
Wait. I feel like you had a spaz attack about mowing the lawn.
I
no, that was grilling.
Yeah, I spazzed about grilling. I spazzed when like people, like my backyard neighbors, they to turn into their driveway, they drive through my fucking lawn and it's all torn up on the edge of it. And it's mostly just annoying because now I got to mow around this puddle because it's sunken in and it fills with water, kills the grass, and it's just this muddy hole in my backyard.
Why just stick a rock there?
So what I did is, you know, like those plant hangers that look kind of like a shepherd's crook? I stuck like two of those in the way so that if they have to hit those if they're going to try and drive my lawn again.
Fuck yeah.
Every guy reaches that cranky old man face.
Genuinely, it's like, get the fuck off my lawn.
Get off my lawn, oh,
yeah. Yeah.
For sure. Even someone like parks on the curb in front of my house and like their wheels are on. I mean, I have dead spots from wheels sitting on the grass.
Get off my lawn.
I don't care if there's kids playing in my yard. I don't give two shits. But if a grown adult drives through it, I spaz.
Yeah. Or if a grown adult plays in your lawn.
If there's a grown adult playing in my yard, get the fuck out.
Drawn with chalk on his driveway.
What would you do if you look out? There's just a grown up drawn fucking
You wouldn't do anything because you'd be like, there's probably something.
Yep.
You know.
This guy's on meth. I'm not going to talk to him.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to say meth.
South Dakota. I feel like I feel like every guy goes through some sort of like culinary phase. Where like really like to cook or like cook something specific that they've gotten like really good at cooking.
Sourdough.
Mine was ramen. I was like making fancy ramen.
Yeah.
I went through that phase.
It does sound good.
I went through like a pancake waffle phase where I was just putting all kinds of shit in there. Smoker phase. Went through a smoker phase for a bit. Got out of that pretty quick. Mm-hmm. A lot of work. Not a lot of times I have 8 hours to just monitor, you know, especially when you don't got it hooked up to the app, which I didn't.
Well, how do you feel about it now that the smoke is settled?
It's going to have to settle for probably, I give 10.
Still not settled?
I'll get 10 more
how
years.
How much smoking were you doing?
Well, I did quite a bit for like probably a month. And I'm like, I just wasted a month of my time just watching meat, refilling pellets. Smelled good though.
I've been there, and to wrap this segment up, life's really just about going from one phase to the next.
Mm-hmm.
Any single time you're giving someone shit about liking one thing 1 minute and another thing another, that's what we all do. So kind of like how we do stuff so that we can debrief later and gossip about it. We just go from one phase to the next, so we have something to do. Otherwise, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what would you do if you didn't have your smoking phase? What you would have been doing? You'd have been in your CrossFit phase.
I might have been smoking.
That's
smoking.
Not one we all do, but we went through a CrossFit. All three of us went through a CrossFit phase.
Big time.
Me not yet.
It was right out of college.
It'll come.
Mine was right out of college because it was like the only thing that was still like working out.
Competitive,
like
too.
You were training for something.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And then you reach a point where you're like, I'm not training for anything. What the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you're like, I beat everybody in this class. It's time to leave.
yeah. You know?
That's what you do a mud runner then after CrossFit.
Correct. I mean, that's the order of operations that I went through.
I have one more too. I went through a huge lawn darts phase. That's just the coolest way to drink. Lawn darts, lawn darts, lawn darts. Yeah, I hate it now. I think it's the stupidest fucking drinking game ever.
It is.
It's just a waste
of
beer.
Fun, though, when you bring it back.
Yeah, I did it, but not a full phase.
Yeah, I was thoroughly into it. Like wearing jeans to a 90-degree party so I wasn't getting a dart in my shin because I wanted to play darts.
I used to just wear soccer shin pads.
Suck them in your socks. You got flip-flops and soccer socks.
That actually would be, this is going to be a very niche part of our audience that's going to be in this situation. But if you go to a Halloween party and it's nice enough to do lawn darts that day, go as a soccer player. It'll protect your shins.
There you go. There you go.
You're welcome.
I hope that advice pays off for one person.
Very specific niche audience, but maybe it'll help one person. And then I did my job.
Save one shin.
It is great advice.
Yeah,
or a catcher. Catcher
is a good one. Yep.
Soccer
do
player.
Hockey too.
Yep. Yeah,
hockey.
Goalie.
Yeah, basically just anything with pads on your shins.
He dress up as a goalie for Halloween.
That would actually be very funny to go to the bars like in full hockey gear. Would be and people would love you.
Maybe Jason Voorhees if his hockey career took off.
Don't even like bring a stick though. You just roll in
gloves, helmet, everything.
And you got to throw the gloves down. We have to take a sip of your beer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put your helmet up and then fucking.
You got to wear the nut cup.
Or you're just like drinking beer through a straw through your face mask.
And by the end of the night, you got that nut cup out, taking shots out of it.
Ew.
What?
Have you never seen a shoey where someone slugs a beer out of a shoe?
So you want to do a nutty?
We'd do a nutty. I'm sure it's been done.
I don't
copy.
That would be interesting to know if anyone's ever done
a nutty.
I'm sure.
I mean, there's air holes in them too, which it wouldn't really work.
Well, old school ones. I had one in baseball that didn't have any air holes in it.
I never wore my nut cup. I hated it.
Your parents still got it.
Yeah, I might have to see if they still got it in my childhood tub in my mom's basement.
Yes, found it.
I mean, that's just as weird as saving.
Oh,
teeth.
Just like I remember it smelling.
You can only get like just like one pour of beer in it, and then it's like
literally doing a shot out of a thimble.
It's like doing way bigger than I remember.
It's like doing a shot out of the thimble from a Monopoly set.
Yeah.
God, jeez, I remember this thing being a lot bigger.
This can't be mine.
I actually couldn't wear it when I first got it because I had to grow into this one.
I actually remember like getting my first nut cup and being like, I'm going to buy a size up just so people think I'm cooler.
You got it.
I definitely bought one that was larger than it needed to be just so I feel cool.
You got the Magnum nut cup.
Magnum nut cup.
You probably had tight pants too.
Yep.
Tight,
oh, yeah.
Definitely.
We should have nut cup day at the office.
Why?
That'd be funny if everyone's just walking around nut cup and everyone's nut checking everyone.
I'm going to buy the biggest nut cup on Amazon.
That would be so funny.
I'm just going to bring a salad bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. Just take like the childhood puke bowl and shove it in the front of your pants.
Like, you know, like have a house party and just say that it's a nut cup party and everyone has to wear a nut cup. And then
one guy doesn't get the memo and you just drop him.
Yeah, the sushi restaurants in town, they got those big boats, those wooden boats. Yeah. That'd be a good one. Get some oversized sweats, throw that baby in there. I'm sure they let you borrow it there's raw fish on there. What, you know?
Yeah, you want raw fish, raw dogs? Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
All right, should we take a break? Mm-hmm. Ryan, Ryan?
Yeah.
You know what else? Other phase I think guys will go through often.
What's that?
A penny pinching phase. Mm. You know, there's a time where you buckle down and just say, I don't need to be spending money on that stuff. And in that phase, it's always good to know how you can get a nice, sweet, delicious treat for a bargain. And
what's a bargain? How much would you say a bargain is?
I'm thinking somewhere between the 79 cent range and the 80 cent range.
Yeah, I would say that's
depending on tax, you know, depending on where you're located. And I think we may have found a way for you to penny pinch, but still get a sweet, delicious treat. Yep. And you can do that at Holiday because they got what, Jared?
Any size fountain or froster for only 79 cents. Up to next large.
I can get a froster for 79 cents.
That's right on the money if what you said is a bargain.
Right on the money.
And for the folks that don't know, it's fate. If that's not a sign, folks, that you should run on down to Holiday gas station to get a 79 cent up to an extra large of frosters.
If that's not a neon blue sign, you should head to Holiday.
And Jared, for the folks at home who maybe are uneducated, the very few, you know, the shin guard audience of our audience and this audience are very similar, very small. For those who don't know what a Froster is, why don't you educate them?
It's like a slushy. So you can get like a cherry slushy, a blue raspberry slushy.
Okay, so a Froster could also, in layman's term, be a slushy of some sort.
You can mix and match too, I think.
Ooh.
A little blue, a little
make
red.
A purple.
Mm-hmm. Make a purple.
Yeah.
You know what I call Frosters after I drank them and then peed them out? Defrosters.
You're not going to the bathroom. You're just defrosting.
Thank you, Ryan.
For the, yeah. Yep.
So guys, if you'd like to frost up and then defrost, $1 at a gas station, 79 cents only.
Mm-hmm. That's a frosted tip for you.
But don't tell your but don't tell your buddy you're gonna go and then not show up and be a frosted flake either.
Yeah.
And don't bring your buddy with frosted tips either.
He said that's frosted tips. Yeah.
Oh fuck.
That one wasn't even like a pun.
I'm really trying to figure out frosted mini wheats, but I'm struggling.
Many things are frosted.
Frosted. You know, my buddy would actually love this deal. His name's Jack.
Oh, a good one.
Jack Frost. Jack Frost. Yeah. Anyways, that's the end of the ad read.
He's always nipping at your nose. It's weird. I don't know why he does that.
Ryan, you got any other ones?
No, I'm not even going to attempt. I already duplicated one.
All right, Jared. Remind me again what we're talking about.
What house parties do better?
Oh yeah, we were talking about we were talking about beer darts. Made us think about the house party in college, and the difference between a house party and going to the bar. Mm-hmm. And so, say it again. What is it?
What house parties do better than bars?
What house parties do better than bars? I know Dollar was itching to get one out.
Yeah. Well. Contrary to what I just said about not liking beer darts anymore and thinking it's a stupid game, house parties do drinking games way better than the bar.
Yeah, I mean, if you're doing like...
Like, shake of the day is fun. It's fine. Pool is fun and it's fine. It's darts. But it's not. You don't get the epic high of Boom Cup at the bar
that is
at
true. All.
Yeah, you can't get high at the bar either. You could get high at
some
bar.
That's true. Bar. Yeah. There you go. I think, hey, Ryan, that's a great point. We'll just rope in all other illegal activities you can do at a house party you can't do at the bar.
Public indecency.
That is true. You can go streaking at a house
no
party.
No shoes, no shirt. Doesn't matter at
doesn't matter,
home.
Yeah.
No problem.
If you're wearing shoes and you're wearing a shirt, we have a problem.
Yeah.
This is the motto of a house party, you know?
Yep. Public intoxication. Is that what they call that?
I think so.
Well, it would be private intoxication at a house party.
Yeah.
Not illegal.
Not illegal.
Yep.
Yeah. This weekend, I'm looking for a private intoxication charge.
That's just when your wife gets pissed at you for being too drunk. Yeah. Private intoxication.
Yeah, that'll happen to me. That'll happen to me quite a bit.
Pants drug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pants drug is just getting privately intoxicated.
Well, I think about it. None of the bar games you play equal two people playing Tippy Cup, and it's down to the anchors. Nothing equals that type of excitement.
That is true, other than Conor McGregor getting knocked out with 13 seconds left.
Yeah.
But also would be
but not a bar
fun.
Game.
Yeah.
13 seconds into the fight. Camaraderie.
Yeah.
To sum that up.
Yeah.
A lot better camaraderie at a house party than...
I think it's just people are a little more loosey-goosey, you know?
Yeah, like I think it's more... Camaraderie happens more often at home. You can still get really good camaraderie at the bar.
Sure.
But I think it's more... Happens at home more.
Yeah, I think something that house parties do better than bars is comfort as well.
For sure.
You know, a little too privately intoxicated, you get a place to lay your head.
Yeah, you can...
Hopefully got a buddy upstairs with a nice bed, covers, and a pillow.
Mm-hmm. Jared, party at Miles' house, slept in the guest bedroom.
Yeah.
Can't do that at the bar.
Mm-hmm. Private.
Well, there is one bar in Fargo that you could go upstairs, but can't do it anymore.
Is that true?
Well, no, but yeah.
Mm.
You gotta ask.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta permit. Yeah.
It's about who you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm wrong at that, but that's what I heard. So, anyways, didn't mean to derail, Ryan. Continue on.
Private toilet to puke in, private toilet mm-hmm. to piss in, private toilet to shit in. Well, it can be public or it can be private. You choose.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head when you said that there's a bedroom down the hall. You're day drinking. You maybe lose mm-hmm. one too many times in a drinking game. You could take a little nap and be ready to go for the evening shift. Mm-hmm. You know, you can sleep it off a little bit and you don't get arrested for it.
Yeah. And when you wake up, you don't have to Uber to find the party. Mm-hmm. It's there.
That is true. That's very true.
Uber fees are nice. You don't got to worry about that.
I mean, and also just a couch is more comfortable than sitting on a chair at a bar.
For sure. Especially when you get a chair with there's either no like footrest mm-hmm. under the table or on your seat itself.
Mm-hmm. Or no backrest.
Or no backrest, barstool style. Yep.
Yeah. It's a problem.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes like if they don't have the footrest, like the chair of an, like the arm of a chair, like a love seat or something, great to sit on.
I also think that house parties are doing it better that you get to mix your own drinks. If you're doing mixed drinks, you really can control how much intoxication level you're getting in.
Yeah. You don't have to gamble with your own money on. You're going to get the drink you want.
That's true. Now, that can be a detriment at times. Mm-hmm. You do a little Johnny Long pour, you know? Maybe four fingers instead of two. It can catch up to you after a night of drinking.
Or if you're really drunk, it looks like you have four fingers.
Not a bad thing, though.
It's actually a really, really good thing. Bit. Holy fuck, dude. I just poured an eight-finger drink. I'm hammered.
Who's your guest bedroom?
It's all Cap Morgan.
There's also a flat fee to get drunk too. I mean, the flat fee is you just going out to buy your booze, and then you probably don't have to buy anything after that. Bar's a slippery slope. I mean, you could walk out of there $100-$200.
Yeah, you save a lot of money going to a house party because you go to the bar, drinks are more expensive than they should be. You all of a sudden throw $100 into pull tabs. Then they got maybe got a pig wheel or a blackjack station. Then all of a sudden you got to get an Uber ride home and you're now $250 deep at the bar. Whereas at a house party could be up
$250. Yeah, you might have to pay a babysitter too.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm going to a house, I mean, I guess I'm thinking college party more so than. But Tyler damn near had to pay for a babysitter when he was going to college parties.
I graduated for 3 years.
I know, but it feels like you had your kid when you were 17 years old.
He's going to college, though.
I was 25.
Yeah, I mean, it's all the same.
Like, you weren't even that young, really.
No.
I mean, kind of, though.
I feel like all of our parents had kids younger than I did.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I don't recall. I don't remember it. I don't remember what age my parents were when they had me.
It's like 30 years ago.
It's like a very normal age.
Yeah. Very, yeah.
But mentally, it felt like you were still in college. Mm-hmm. I think mentally, you were still in college. So... I don't know. I don't know.
I think volume's a big one. You can control the volume at house parties.
What do you mean?
So music. Music.
Yeah, but I think you can't ever control it down. Once a house party gets to a certain volume, it's staying at that volume or it's getting louder, I feel like.
Suppose.
Weird if you do turn it down.
Well, here's a question.
Everybody notices when you turn it down.
Because that means the night's over. If you shut the music off, everyone's going home.
I feel like no one notices when you turn it up, really, though.
How many people have to be in a house for it to be considered a house party?
Well, what define house party? Is it a college house party?
Yeah.
Because there's a difference between a get-together... A hangout, a kickback.
Like our house parties now are very different than our house
parties. Yeah, like a house party now is like six people.
Yep.
And we're talking more so college.
Like a college house party, I think once you start getting to like 15, starts feeling pretty good.
15 or 20 feels like a good number.
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking, that's a good number. 50, 60.
a dozen,
maybe at least 100 people in my basement, and that's a good house party. It needs to be so many people I can't control where they're going anymore. And
yeah,
I'm here for the integrity.
You
of
need
my
to
home.
Fill up multiple rooms.
Yeah,
you know, that's a good house party. If you got people in the front entry area, you got them in the living room, you got them in the kitchen, mm-hmm. you got them outside. That's a good house party.
You worry enough where you got to go lock your bedroom door to keep people out of there.
That's a good house party yeah. right there.
And then the cops go.
And then the cops come and then everybody scatters and there's so many people they can't catch them all. That's yeah. a good house party.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, there's playing Pokemon.
Guys on the roof.
Gotta catch them all.
You can't go on the roof. Well, I guess there's rooftop bars. Fuck.
Quite a few of them.
Yeah, maybe actually rooftop bars are doing it better than house parties, but
less dangerous.
It's just different, I guess.
There are couches on most rooftop bars too.
Yeah,
well, there's a lot of couches on like back patios in college houses as well.
Yeah, yeah. But well, I guess you got to worry about that at both places. I would say throwing a chair off the rooftop bar.
Yeah, for sure.
You got to watch out for it at the bar. Well, I suppose that happens on rooftops at home too.
It does.
I mean, there's less chairs on roofs at homes.
That is true.
Than there are
you'd
bars.
You'd have to actually bring a chair up there, then throw it.
Yes.
So I guess that, yeah, more surprisingly, it's safer to be at a house party yeah. than at the bar.
You have to be pretty privately intoxicated to bring a chair up to the room.
I think like for house parties now at our age, company, like you can control who's there.
Who do you
and like at the bar, I like bullshitting with a stranger as much as the next guy. But like house parties, you can choose.
Yeah, but a good house party... The fun part is you don't know who's going to walk through the door next.
But I'm saying now.
That's like pretty great.
Our version of house parties yeah. now.
No.
Yeah. If a stranger comes to a house party that I'm hosting now, they're getting the fuck out.
Not even like a mutual friend or anything, just a guy on the block.
If it's a plus one of one of my friends, okay. But if a stranger,
fine, yeah.
like,
it's a frat now.
Like somebody sends my address, I'm like, where are we drinking tonight? And someone shows up to my house. I'm calling the cops.
Yeah, it's not like you're gonna be posting out like on Facebook or anything. Like,
no,
dude, my that house. Would Put be that would be an all-time prank.
What?
That would be an all-time prank.
Do you know somebody else's address?
No. So if we all went like, hey, Tyler, we're throwing a surprise party for Tyler at his house. You'd be there at like 7 p.m. on Friday. Don't tell him about it. It's a surprise. And then you don't show up. You just send all these people to his house.
I mean, I would just end up having a party then.
You'd be pissed off. You're in the middle of putting your kids to sleep.
Yeah.
That'd be a disaster.
Order a couple pizzas to his place.
Yeah, if my kids weren't there, then I would just have a party. But if the kids were there, I would have no problem just telling them to leave. Like, no party tonight. Go away.
You're going to be that big of a buzzkill?
Would you?
Yeah. I would have zero problem doing that. If Jared showed up and he's like, hey, so we're having a party, I'd be like, no.
Jared shows up.
Sorry,
no, guys. Fuck that. If Jared showed up, you'd be like licking your chops. Like, okay. I can't wait to check out my best buddy.
If
Jared.
It was just like just Jared, but then more and more people showed up, I'd be like, all right, everyone's got to go.
Yeah. I mean, if Jade shows up, you're like, nah, dude,
no,
get out of here.
No,
Jared
party.
Shows up,
go
you're
home.
Like, yeah, come in for a couple.
Yeah.
Turn the TV on for you.
What do you want to watch?
I don't know, dude.
Football
good,
or football?
There's a good argument to be had that some of the best parties and best fun ever had is completely spontaneous.
Oh, so yeah, could be a good I would way. Agree.
Could be a good way to do it.
I don't have time for spontaneity in my life anymore.
When would be the most inconvenient time to have a bunch of people show up to your house for a party?
I would say like before on a vacation, like he's about to go out the door.
he's like packing the night before. But that actually would be pretty fun because starting the vacation a day early would be pretty fun.
It would be like trying to leave for vacation.
That was what me and my brother did. He was going to Nashville with some buddies and we went out drinking the night before his flight and we stayed out till bar closed and his flight left at 5 a.m.
Oh my God.
So he went home and packed at 2 a.m. and went right to the airport and didn't go to sleep. And then got through security, sat down at his gate and he fell asleep and missed his flight.
Thought he had it all figured out.
Yeah, it's like perfect. I'm here. There's no way I can miss my flight. He was sleeping so hard. They were calling his name and he didn't wake up. And
it was in Fargo?
He was, yeah, and he was the only one in the terminal, and the lady didn't go and like poke him and be like, are you him?
I bet she did, and he just didn't wake up.
What?
It's just,
yeah, she very well could. We won't know.
If you knew my older brother, you would be like, yeah, that adds up.
What time did he wake up? Do you know?
Like noon.
Oh, no. I don't think it was that long after, but there was another flight going to Nashville later, so he was able to get there that day.
So he just got stuck hungover in the airport all day.
Gosh. In Fargo.
Oh.
He probably thought for a split second he was in Nashville, in the airport.
Well, I saw a video online of a guy who fell asleep right when they got on the airport or right on the airplane, and they had to sit on the tarmac for 2 hours, and the guy woke up and thought that he was at his destination.
He just gets up, tries to get off the plane.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I thought everyone stood up when the plane landed.
It's a kick to the nuts.
That would suck.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You got a Patreon question?
Yep, I do.
So, guys, if you want to ask questions, we take all of our questions over at patreon.com/youbetcha radio. So sign up to be a patron. You can ask a question, and then on our Patreon episodes, we'll hopefully answer it if it's good enough. It's got to be good. Mm-hmm. But we're going to do one today. What do you got, Jared?
Grant Horton. Would you
rather... Tim's brother?
Timmy. Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have a dinosaur kid, a train kid, or a truck kid?
Dinosaur, train,
truck.
Dinosaur kid, I think I'm going to have to put on my lowest tier.
For my kids, when they listen to this in the future, I absolutely have to say dinosaur. Because they're dinosaur kids.
It's really smart. I'm sure they're going to listen to all these episodes someday.
They might.
You're right. They might. They might get this weird obsession with how funny Ryan is.
They'll go through the You Betcha Radio phase.
Wow, Uncle Ryan's hilarious. I got to listen to all these episodes.
That's what I've been told.
Uncle. Trucks are number one, I think. I think that's the coolest one. Trains are cool, but there's a fine line between being a cool train kid and being a weirdly obsessed train kid.
You want to be on the wrong side of the tracks.
Yeah, you don't want to be on the wrong side of the tracks.
Trains are easily my bottom.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it's like trains are, like, if you actually just, you know, like, if you see a model train set, you can't help but sit and just kind of watch it for a while because it's cool to just watch it go around, or watching a train go by. Fascinating technology that we figured out. But then you kind of cross the line and you become that one guy on TikTok who wore the head mount that was really fisheye.
Oh, yeah.
And he would go places and just be so excited to see a certain type of train that I don't want my kid involved in. You know, I want him hanging down at the tracks.
Yeah, I mostly just, there's a lot of riffraff hanging out at the tracks. Yeah. So I just want to avoid any possibility of hanging out at the tracks.
So
I do like my oldest is super into monster trucks, and I don't mind that. That's pretty fun.
See, my kid's really into planes right now. Like he can spot like the trail of a plane like instantly.
Gets stoked.
Oh God, he gets pumped up. He's also a truck kid though too. We haven't even, I mean, we've explored dinosaurs. I love, he's got some little dinosaur fucking figurines or whatever, but there's not much interest, you know, not a big history buff yet.
He'll get to that phase.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
I'm a real history buff. Oh, like what period? I'm big into dinosaurs.
I think I'd rather have a 2 year old dinosaur kid than like a 15 year old dinosaur kid
for sure.
unless
they want to be a paleontologist when they grow up.
But
that is maybe one profession. I'm not gonna push anything on my kids, but there was something maybe I'd be like,
they found them all already, buddy.
Yeah, let's just maybe reel back a little bit. Think about this decision to be a paleontologist.
You could be a drug dealer.
You realize it's just digging holes, right?
Could be a drug dealer, yeah. You're right, Jerry.
Yeah, I guess it's not that bad.
There's worse things.
A lot of beige.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of beige outfits.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet hats.
A lot of bucket hats.
That's one thing. Just do an ocular pat down of the clothes he wants to wear. If there's a lot of beige involved, then maybe you got to start having to talk with him.
Are you looking at me like I should talk to my kid?
Well, if he starts choosing beige, yeah.
Oh. I mean, again, he could just be a history buff. He does wear beige, like once a week, maybe. He doesn't have pale skin, though. You know, no pale skin.
No, neither do paleontologists. They're out baking in the sun all day.
Yeah.
Why do they call them paleontologists then?
Do you sunburn easy?
Depends on if I've been sunburned recently. Mm. I get a once I get a good base burn down, I'm usually okay.
I was gonna say, in terms of like skin tone, I would say that your kid has the highest chance of becoming a dinosaur kid or paleontologist.
Just like because
you would burn the easiest. You'd be like the palest in the
room. Is this a thing?
I have no idea. I don't.
It's just a theory.
Is paleontologist known for having dark leathery sunburnt skin?
Well, I feel like
if we take Jurassic Park as our source here, yes.
I feel like paleontologists also have the white sunscreen nose, like fully white sunscreen.
I think
nose.
You're thinking of lifeguards.
No. Nope.
Not at any point did the paleontologist from Jurassic Park have sunscreen on his nose.
Well, that's just one.
He's
movie,
thinking
though.
Of the guy who wore all beige on the movie Holes. Didn't he have some white
sunscreen?
Yeah,
he did.
Okay, yep, that's a good one. Yep.
Not a paleontologist.
Well, kind of.
I mean, he's all beige. No. Digging holes.
He's a camp director.
Yeah, but they were digging holes.
Yeah.
He was doing everything a paleontologist would do, except not looking for dinosaurs.
They were looking for buried treasure. Spoiler alert. They found it. Spoiler alert. Didn't end up getting it in the end. Spoiler alert.
Not the sunscreen guy. The sunscreen guy just like gave them their lunches and shit.
Yeah, he was part of the crew guiding the digging. He was a paleontologist manager.
Spoiler. He was a mentor.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
What did they call him? Mom? Was that his nickname?
Yeah, that's.
That's Stanley.
Without him, Zero wouldn't have ran away. Spoiler alert. And therefore, Yelnats wouldn't have ran away. Spoiler alert. They wouldn't have climbed Mount Thumb. Spoiler alert.
They wouldn't have found the onions.
Broke their family's curse. Spoiler alert.
A lot of holes in that script.
Good idea. Yeah, what's the plot holes? What? What's the plot to holes?
So.
You can tell it was on TV a few weeks ago, so I checked it out.
Yeah, you got it. FX, probably.
One of the most faithful book adaptations of a movie ever made.
I did read the book.
Oh.
You did?
Book mm-hmm. was better.
Almost line for line.
AR points. Oh.
Nice. Well, you got any fun facts, Jared?
I got three.
Oh.
Slang is short for short language.
Shit. It makes sense that slang is slang for something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow, really meta.
Huh.
Yeah, I never thought about what slang meant.
Now you know.
I thought it was silly language.
Oxford. He's up to some shit.
The wingspan of a 747 is longer than the Wright brothers' first flight. The first flight covered 120 feet. A 747 is 224 feet.
Holy shit.
I feel like we shouldn't be counting the Wright brothers' first flight, then. That seems more like a jump.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, like if they had just taken a Model T and just got it going and had a big enough jump.
Yeah.
They weren't flying. They were falling with style.
Yeah, that's Buzz Lightyear shit.
I feel like we've had this conversation about the Wright brothers. But yeah, they were just falling with style.
Yeah.
That'd be funny if they like took it off of the barn and then just fell down and floated.
Glided. Yeah.
Man, first flight.
Yeah. Boy.
History, guys.
I could have told you how long the Wright brothers' first flight was.
Me either.
Not at all. If Wayne Gretzky never scored a goal, he'd still be the all-time career points leader in the NHL.
I knew this one. I love this.
I have heard that before.
Assists?
Yep.
Holy shit.
He's the one GOAT who I think is just... There's no other arguments. Like there's no LeBron to his Michael. There's no Jack to his Tiger. He's like the pure undisputed GOAT of his sport.
Yeah, I don't know enough about hockey to dispute that even. So I agree. If you were a YouTube short right now, I would just take it on
hell yeah
face value. Yep. I would just say, yep, that sounds good to me.
No conspiracy there.
I have now altered how I view the world because of this one YouTube short. So
how many assists did you have?
I didn't look.
Oh. So I
sorry.
Google it.
How many assists did Gretzky have? How many assists did Gretz? There we go.
1963.
Jesus. Gosh. Team guy.
Now look up
team
all player. NHL all-time points.
Yeah.
Jaromir Jagr.
Jagr.
So second place.
1921.
Yep. There you go.
Math
adds up. Was it goals?
So goals and assists get you a point.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's wow. Fun fact confirmed. We fact checked.
Got nervous there.
All right. Well, is that it, folks?
Mm-hmm.
Well, guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of You Betcha Radio Podcast. May your house parties be. What are we talking about?
Called fun.
May your house parties be more fun than the bar.
Be private.
And may your, what phases did we go through?
Money.
Flipping.
May your flipping phase not be a flipping flop phase.
There we go.
Cheers, Ryan found it.
Good one.
Oh, you betcha. Yeah.
Yeah.